welcome to the You Stop You podcast, the show designed to fortify your mindset and empower your life. I'm your host, Scott Rasmussen. In today's episode, we'll talk about going all out with nothing to lose and seeing the results. That's all next. So here we go. If you haven't heard of the name of Coach Dan Monson, today you're going to hear an awesome story. And Dan Monson is the head coach of the Long Beach State men's basketball team. And just this week on Monday, 5 days ago, he was told by his administration that he was being fired. And so they said, you can coach to the end of the season and that is it. And his team had lost the last five games of the season, and they finished with 18 wins and 14 losses, was real even in the conference, 10 wins and 10 losses, and the administration just felt like it was time to move on. And so the interesting thing is the conference tournament, which they were going to play just at least one game in, well, the regular season has now ended, and now they're going to play at least one game in their conference tournament. Well, they ended up winning the first game. And then they ended up winning the second game and winning the third game. Tonight they just won the third game. They actually won the tournament. And now they're going to the NCAA men's basketball tournament, which all the teams in America strive for, and not all make it because it's tough to get there. But I'm just trying to think of what he did, what he told his team, his guys. I'm sure it had something to do with, look, let's just go all out. We've got nothing to lose, and let's just lay it all out on the line. And he had great success, and his team had great success, and now they're conference tournament champions, and they're heading to the NCAA tournament. It's just a powerful story, and you wonder now, will the team take him back? He's done such a great job. In fact, the team's only been to the NCAA tournament twice in the last 13 years. So it's been since 2012 that the team has been back to the NCAA tournament. Now, this week, after he's been fired, now he is a champion coach, and his team's just doing outstanding. I'm sure has a lot to do with just going all out with absolutely nothing to lose. So it's just a powerful message. A second story. I know a banker who similar thing happened. Management came in and says, look, we're closing down your branch. You're going to lose your job, and we want you to just ride this out until the end. And so what the branch manager did is he went to his staff and says, look, this is the last full month that we have together. Let's just go all out with nothing to lose and see what happens. And what happened? The branch ended up being in the top 1% of the entire company of about 1,000 branches. And so it was powerful just being able to, first of all, motivate yourself to give your best, to go all out with substantial effort, and then help motivate others to do the same thing. And there's just powerful results that come together when you work as a team and you have that goal in mind, just to give all the effort. Sometimes we just say stuff that doesn't make a lot of sense. There's a famous heavy metal band from the 1980s called Def Leppard. And Def Leppard had on one of their songs that they came out with called Rock of Ages, the first four words in the song are Gunter, Glieben, Glauben, Globen. And German words that really don't make any sense. They're just nonsense words, pretty much. And they don't really mean anything. I think a lot of times in life, we'll do that. We'll just kind of glide along, just doing whatever, saying stuff, maybe that's real superficial, but not really challenging ourselves or others to do what it takes to become great. The funny thing is, in that song from Def Leppard, in the next few seconds, they ask the question, or the statement, they make the statement that says, it's better to burn out than fade away. And I just think that's a great, great sentence, great phrase, because that's basically what Coach Monson did and that branch manager did. It's better to burn out than fade away. Just give all your effort. And so if we can encapsulate that, just do that on a daily basis, just give all of our best effort, just just look at today. Just you have a small amount of time. You have, well, there's 24 hours in a day, but maybe you're only up and awake for, I don't know, 14 of those hours or 16 of those hours or whatever it is, but you only got that small amount of time, that small window to burn, just to burn out, right? To burn out as bright as you can, and then just let the chips fall where they may. So for this week, think about these three things. Think about Dan Monson being fired, and then now he's going to the NCAA tournament. What a great story. What a great motivator. What a great coach. Fantastic situation. Think about the branch manager. Same thing. Fired, and then he's in the top 1%. Outstanding. Just way to motivate staff and to way to have great expectations of yourself and for others. And then just thinking about Def Leppard's words, famous words, it's better to burn out than fade away. And just say and do those things that you know you need to do in order to shine and to be great. So I know if you do that this week, you'll have some great results. So until next week, be unstoppable.